Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERSINC.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultzy said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Laramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie, the scene of tonight's big Shelby County League boys game between the visiting Jackson Center Tigers and the Fort Loramie Redskins. Jackson Center comes into this contest leading the Shelby County League boys standings with a mark of 7-1. Anna right behind, having made up some ground now, 6-1, having played 7 games in all. And Fort Loramie is at 6-2. 3 teams clustered, Chuck, right within a game of each other. 1, 2, and 3. Jackson Center, Anna, Fort Loramie. Jackson Center took the measure of Fort Loramie first time around at Jackson Center back on December 17th, rather easily, 55-34. It was a seven-point game after three. Tigers pulled away, hit 13 of 16 free throws for the contest. Five different players made threes, including Aiden Reichert, who drained three of them. May have been Jackson Center's very best game of the year to date.
Well, I mean, if you got Reichert making threes like that, he's such a good inside player.
Yep.
If he goes out there and makes them, maybe Wesson ought to come and watch him play a little bit.
There you go.
Jackson's got they've got Loramie one game behind them, and then Friday night they've got Anna coming to town.
Yep.
One game behind, tied in the loss column. So they've got this is going to really bode either well for Jackson, or it's going to be a tough two-game stretch for them.
Both teams come into this game in a bit of a scoring slump, I'd say. Jackson Center in two of its last three games, 26 points and 39 in two of its last three. At Fort Loramie in two of its last four, 43 and 35. Neither team shooting free throws well right now in the season. Yeah. At Jackson Center, 61%. Fort Loramie, 63%. I think it's going to boil down, Chuck, to who makes shots. The first one at 35 may win it. If recent scores are any indication, including Saturday's Versailles-Fort Loramie game, 8-10 points a quarter may win this contest.
Well, Saturday, Loramie did everything but win that game.
Yep.
They led it at every point with less than 10 seconds to go in the first, second, third, and at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And gave up points at the end of each one of those quarters to lose the basketball game. That was a game they should have won. Let's hope that didn't get into their head. But this is a league game tonight. This means more.
So what you're saying there in a nutshell is it's not so much how you finish or not so much how you start. It is how you conclude the game. In fact, every single quarter of the game.
Well, and then Stammen was the difference in that game for Versailles. He's the one that scored all the points at the end of each quarter, which you expect from the senior. That's as good a player as there is in this whole area.
Fort Loramie's played some real tight wins this year. In fact, I can think of four of them. A win here over New Bremen, 47-44 in two overtimes. A loss at Botkins, 55-47 in two overtimes. A win at Fairlawn, 69-64 in a single overtime. A win here over Minster, 50-45 in overtime. Redskins have split those four. They'd like to win a close one here tonight and throw the Shelby County League into a real scrap.
Well, they've actually probably ended up playing 24 games this year just because of all their overtimes.
Jackson Center, of course, is led by Aiden Reichert. Will be very interesting to see how Scott Elkert's top gun, averaging right between 19 and 20 a game, is guarded by one of Corey Britton's starting five. Cam Stewart, in a game we covered earlier this year on scoresbroadcast.com, did a fine job on Aiden Reichert. And Anna pulled away to win that game easily at the Rockets gym. The return match, as you alluded, is this Friday. But the defense on Reichert, important. If he gets 20, 21 points, you can put the W in the Jackson Center column. If he's held to 15 or 16, Fort Loramie's definitely got a fighting chance.
Well, I think we're going to see Grant Albers on him, at least to start. And the problem with Albers guarding him is he tends to foul. And the last thing that they need is for him to get in foul trouble. He did not have a great game at Versailles.
No.
And made a couple of very uncharacteristic mistakes in that basketball game, mental mistakes. I think he will have learned from that. He got frustrated. And I think he's up. He's ready to have a really good game because he's had a good season.
Fort Loramie, unlike Jackson Center, doesn't have a real go-to guy. In fact, Nick Brandewey, a little over six a game for Fort Loramie. Fine assist maker. Outstanding floor general. Caleb Meyer, 8.5, almost 9 points a game now. Grant Albers at 7. Nate Meyer, a little over 6.
Nolan Burning at 8. He didn't shoot the ball.
Didn't get a shot off.
At Versailles. He needs to score points tonight. He's got to hit two or three threes, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, he's going to run in. I mean, he got Stauman guarded him. He never got a sniff at the basket, and he's playing the best defensive team in the Shelby County League tonight, so he needs to be prepared.
Burning scored 7 in the first meeting between these two. Brander, we pumped in 11 for Jackson Center, as I alluded earlier. Aiden Reichert was on fire. He got 20. Clay Akers had 2 threes. Fine game for Mason Platfoot. He dropped in a 3. How about Trevor Sosby? He had 13 on that night, a 3. Christopher Elkert had a 3. The player has really been coming on strong for Jackson Center in recent weeks is freshman Camden Reese. He had 12 versus Houston in a recent Jackson Center victory. Hard to tell what Jackson Center's starting lineup will be. I'm going to guess more than likely you can count on these three. Sosby, Elkert, Reichert. I'm not sure who the other two will be. For Fort Loramie, the usual suspects for head coach Corey Britton, Brandewee, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers, Nate Meyer, Nolan Burning. Damon Mesher is playing well. Didn't get to perform like he can against Versailles. He was trying to hound people with his defense. But Damon's had some pretty good games in recent outings for Fort Loramie since coming back off that football ankle injury. He adds that dimension of speed and quickness. He could be a defensive stopper for this Fort Loramie club.
Well, he's a heck of an athlete. And once he gets himself, because he's real behind right now, the curve from the time that he's been from football, he didn't have the luxury of coming out and being able to play basketball right away. So now he's just getting himself into basketball shape.
The one statistic, Chuck, that is eye-popping to me is the fact that Jackson Center shoots 58% on two-pointers, and that's because the Tigers are so daggone selective.
Well, if you come out there and take a couple of bad shots, I hope you like Coach Elker, because you're going to get to see a lot of him as you sit next to him. They play outstanding team defense, and they run their offense until they get the shot that they want 90% of the time.
Well, this Jackson Center club has been a little bit of a sore spot for Fort Loramie. Tigers beat the Redskins 3 straight last year, 40-34 and 39-36 in the season. And then in the regional semifinals, Jackson Center won a game 30-25. It really went down to the final possession.
Yep.
Jackson tacked on some free throws late. It was really a two-point game until those foul shots.
Well, you don't expect it to be. I mean, Jackson Center, when they're playing teams that are not very good, can just overwhelm them with their defense. But when they're playing a team like Loramie, it's going to be a close game because they're not going to score a ton of points, which is going to keep Loramie in the basketball game.
Aiden Reichert pumped in 23 for Jackson Center last weekend against New Bremen. He's coming off a 19-point game this past weekend against Lehman Catholic. Christopher Elkert also had a dozen in that game. What Jackson Center needs, Chuck, to really be effective heading down the home stretch of the season and in the tournament is to get a couple more scores pushing that 10-point double-digit mark.
Well, I would never second-guess Scott Elkert. I think he's the best coach in the area. But I watched a sophomore play on the JVs.
Oh, yeah.
That was that regular. And that kid, he won the game for him. They ended up winning the game by a point. And he has a great three-point shot, handles the ball well, played good defense. I was impressed with the young man.
So what you're telling me, Chuck, is that Carson Regula could, for Scott Elkert next year, be a regular.
Well, I think he definitely will be next year.
No pun intended.
But, no, I didn't take it that way. But I think next year, absolutely. It might seem a little more this year than they have so far.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight for this game between Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. Redskins 10-4 overall, 6-2 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center 13-2 in 15 contests, 7-1 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center has won 7 of its last 8. Losing only twice to Anna, 59-38 at the Rockets Gym. And on January 18th at Marion Local in double overtime, by a final score of 31-26. My mistake, Chuck, that was single overtime. Marion Local outscored Jackson Center 11-6 in the OT. That game was 20-20 after 32 minutes. Let's hope we don't see that. Let's hope we don't see that tonight.
I may not see it. If we do that, you might have to wake me up.
We've got American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on with us tonight, along with Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors on with us for Fort Loramie contests only. They are M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And we salute some new underwriting sponsors, including Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will help you move forward. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. What you can imagine we can create. Also new on scoresbroadcast.com. And Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Well, you better check out that great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals always. When Gus Geyer built Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. We've got the starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
A young man who played very well for Fort Loramie here lately. How about Caleb Meyer, Chuck? Yeah, 2 of 4 behind the arc against Versailles.
Yep.
Almost led the Redskins to the upset victory over the state's number one ranked Division III team.
He's played well. Nate Myers had, I mean, they've had games. Grant Albers has had good games. Nolan Burning has had good games. Nick Brandwee, he doesn't score a bunch, but he is their go-to. If it's close at the end of the game, he's going to have the ball in his hands.
A week ago last night right here in an easy win over New Knoxville, Devin Ratterman was 3 of 5 behind the arc. Nolan Burning was 2 of 5 behind the arc. Damon Mesher was 4 of 9 on two-pointers. And in the second match between Fort Loramie and Rushi, Albers was 4 of 7 from the floor on twos. Mesher was 3 of 4. Fort Loramie needs good, well-rounded, balanced scoring against this Jackson Center club here tonight, and for sure, rock-solid defense on the interior against Aiden Riker.
Absolutely.
Starting lineup being introduced for the Jackson Center Tigers includes Garrett Pringer. We thought he might get a starting nod here tonight for the Tigers. And as expected, Camden Reese is on the floor, too. Reese, a 6'2 freshman. Garrett Pringer, a 6-foot senior. They're joined by Trevor Sosby, a 5'11 junior. Christopher Elkert, a 5'10 senior. And Aiden Reichert, a 6'5" junior, averaging between 19 and 20 points a game. This is year number 20 for head coach Scott Elkert, and this stint for him at Jackson Center. He's got 30 years plus coaching in Northwestern and West Central Ohio.
Yeah, well, and this is not to say anything bad about other coaches, but having been around this area for 30 years, watching every level of high school basketball, he's as good a basketball coach as I've ever seen.
Corey Britton has done a superb job here at Fort Loramie. I love the way Corey kind of whips his club as they come around that last quarter turn of the racetrack. He taps them two or three more times, tugs on the reins a little bit, and usually come February in tournament time, the Fort Loramie boys under head coach Corey Britton, Chuck, are playing their very best basketball.
Every time they have, and I agree with you. I think that he gets the very best out of the talent that he has, and that makes for a very good basketball coach.
And the starting lineup for the Fort Loramie Redskins is, as we predicted, Nolan Burning, 5'11 junior at guard. Nate Meyer, 6-foot junior. Grant Albers in the middle, 6'2" junior. Caleb Meyer, a 6'2" junior. Nick Brandewey, a 6'2" senior. We'll see Damon Mesher off the bench, a 6-foot sophomore. We think out injured still is 6-foot frosh Caleb Maurer.
Yeah, he's not dressed.
Right. Here we go. Opening tap to start the game. One by Jackson Center, which is attired in the road gray. G-R-E-Y. Gray. A black trim around the orange numerals. Here's Pringer, top of the circle. Loops the ball down inside to Reichert. It's off his fingertips. Badly thrown. Nate Myers got it for Fort Loramie. Oh, here's a beautiful pass. Down the floor to Albers. Open for two. Somebody fell asleep for Jackson Center.
Yeah, he beat Riker down the floor that time. Riker didn't get the pass, and Albers took off.
7:20 left in the first. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Riker, top of the circle, left wing Garrett Pringer for the Tigers. On top, it goes to Sosby. Sosby on the bounce. Whips the pass to Riker. Right now, 25 feet away, Nate Meyer is on Aiden Riker.
Well, they switched it up. Albers started on him.
Here's Aiden straight away. Near side Elkert from way outside. Hits it. Woo. Wow. That shot was as high as it was long.
He's grown. He's got a little more size to him, and that makes him more effective.
Here is Fort Loramie countering. Good drive. Baseline right. Nate Meyer. Shot fake. Up and in. Nate Meyer for a deuce.
That's two easy baskets, and that's not a very happy coaching staff on the Jackson Center side.
4-3. Fort Loramie leads by one. Here's a skip pass cross court by the Tigers. Elkert to Sosby, who missed a long ball. Rebound comes down to Caleb Meyer for the Redskins. Straight away to Nolan Burning. Near flank to Brandewey. Screen set by Nate Meyer. Hand off to Albers. It comes out to catch. We played 2 minutes. 4-3 Fort Loramie. Burning dribbles, foul line, twist, turns in the lane, fadeaway 12-footer around and out. Good offensive stick back by Albers, deflected shot. Another loose ball rebound, Brandewey on the arc to Burning for three. Got it. 7-3 Fort Loramie, 5:46 to go, opening period.
Nice, nice effort on the offensive glass that time for Loramie.
Sure was. What, three shots, three looks?
Yep.
Aiden Reichert dribbling out high against Albers, and we got a five-second count. And the official across the way was counting. Aiden Reichert didn't realize it. Neither did the Jackson Center coaching staff. Tigers bench is saying, what for? Why a five count?
Yeah, he wasn't even close. He was not closely guarded. That's not a good. But you got to recognize that. You got to see the referees counting.
Exactly.
Somebody has to.
Got to be aware. Somebody needs to alert the ball in.
Absolutely.
5:22 to go here in the first. Fort Loramie with a good start, lead 7-3. Here's Burning outside the arc, left wing, chucks one up, wide to the right. Rebound Elkert for Jackson Center. He darts down the floor. Number 13 on his back, dribbles into the corner, goes to Reichert. Double team. Now Christopher Elkert. Now Aiden. They clear out for Reichert. Doesn't drive. Near wing it goes to Christopher. Christopher Elkert to Aiden Reichert. Left side of the floor. Garrett Pringer. Pringer retreats. 4:49 to go in the first. Here's Reichert. Right corner. Baseline. Doubled. Flips it on the arc to the three-point shooter. Around and out. Garrett Pringer couldn't get it to fall. Fort Laramie snares the board. 4:34 to go in the first. 7-3 Fort Laramie. What you want to do, if you can, Chuck, is get a lead on Jackson Center. Make the Tigers play at your pace.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, if you can do it.
Oh, here's a great drive by Brandewey. A left-hander. The southpaw hits it. Beautiful maneuver by Brandewey down the left side of the paint. 9-3 Redskins. 4:12 to go here in quarter number one. Christopher Elkert, top of the circle. Backs out near the Redskins logo. Down the left side to Sosby. On top to Pringer. Picked up there by Caleb Meyer. Pringer jukes left. Jab step. Jab step back to the right. Hands it off to Reichert. Into the top of the key. Wants to drive. Barrels into the lane. Leaves it behind him for Christopher Elkert. Little give and go with Reichert. Broken up and stolen.
Good thought. Poor execution.
Fort Laramie was aware. Bounce pass a bit sloppy. Redskins got fingertips on it. Nate Meyer, Caleb Meyer, left corner burning. 3.5 to go in the first. Skipped cross court to Nate Meyer. Baseline right, Albers stuffed on the play. Oh, what a defensive effort by Pringer of Jackson Center. It's a jump. Redskins possession. 3:19 to go here in the first. Baseline pass, Fort Laramie, from beneath the rim. Then it goes to Nate Meyer straight away. Substitution for the Redskins, Damon Mesher on the floor now. 6-foot sophomore. Offensively, he's been a threat the last couple weeks since returning after the football ankle injury. Albers at the elbow on the right. Looks at the clock. Kneels into the corner to Nolan Burning. Burning hands off to Nate Meyer, stumbles into the lane, missed the shot, but a foul on Jackson Center. Couple of free ones here for Nate Meyer for the Redskins, who are up 6. Foul shot is in, out, back in.
That should have been worth 1.5.
That's a good sign for head coach Corey Britton. His club didn't shoot him well, 4 of 9 against Versailles. A little better than 60% now on the year. Jackson Center only 61. Second shot, Nate Meyer. Too much length. Long rebound, Albers. Spinning, turning in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound down to Reichert of Jackson Center. 10-3 Redskins. Oh, here's Reichert blazing a trail. He dives into the paint. Missed the lefty, but a foul against Fort Laramie. Two coming for Aiden. 10-3, Redskins by 7.
Well, Albers got the foul, but that was the fault of the perimeter players allowing Riker to get that deep with the basketball.
Free throw swish. Fort Laramie in the home white, red numerals outlined in black. We've got a couple changes. Leaving for Jackson Center is Camden Reese, who gave a good account of himself while he was in there. Jaron Reese's brother is on the floor. Jaron, a senior, Camden, a freshman. Second free throw, Reichert bounds all around, and it drops through. 10-5, Fort Laramie up 5. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Here's Caleb Meyer on the arc, double teamed. Straight away, Nate Meyer uses a screen. Goes to Burning in the corner. On top to Brandewey. Reichert on him. Right corner, Caleb Meyer, goes baseline, fades away. Oh, a lot of rim. It's good.
My goodness.
That thing did a tap dance up there for 2 or 3 seconds.
What a soft touch.
12-5, Fort Laramie. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Devin Radiman at the scorer's table to check in. Heitkamp on the floor now for Jackson Center. Garrett, a 5'11 senior. Here is a deflection by Fort Laramie. Foul, Redskins. Away from the ball.
He caught it on Nate Meyer.
Nate Two fouls on Fort Loramie, one on Jackson Center. Baseline right, the Tigers will trigger. It is Christopher Elkert looking on the court now. Clay Akers for Jackson Center, 6 foot senior, outstanding JV player a year ago. He's had some good outings on the varsity floor for the Tigers. And the playmaker dishes it into Reichert. A 10-foot fadeaway bank shot is in.
Again, that's a nice move around the basket.
Well done by Aiden. Fort Loramie counters with a quick three. Burning lets it fly way short. Here come the Tigers down five. Stopping and popping. Akers way out on top. Beyond the head of the circle. Missed it badly to the right. Fort Loramie easy rebound. Caleb Meyer down the floor to Brandewey. Brandewey elbow on the right. Puts it on the deck. Penetrates. Fades. And hits from 12.
Nice shot. Over top of the 6-5 record.
Nicely done by the lefty. Nick Brandewey. 14-7 Redskins. Minute to go. First quarter. Elkert down the right side for Jackson Center. Goes into the corner to Akers, who wears number 20. Picked up by Caleb Meyer. Oh, we got a 5-second count again. I don't think head coach Scott Elkert can complain about that one.
No, I think he's complaining to his player.
Right.
He had a dribble. Yeah, you got to have a clock in your head. You can't just stand there and hold it like that.
48 seconds to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie will try to play for one. Up 14-7. Right side pass, Caleb Meyer. On top to Mesher. To Burning, to Brandewey straight away. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 7 points. Here's Caleb Meyer sprinting into the top of the circle. Makes a pass for Burning, who reaches up to Spirit. Saved a turnover. Down to 19-18. Here's Ratterman. Here's Brandewey. Brandewey being checked tightly by Reichert. Ball dealt to Burning. He goes to midcourt to reset the activity. He calls out a play. Down to 7-6. Here's Ratterman behind the arc. Straight away it goes to Caleb Meyer. He fumbled it. Gave it to Brandewey. A long fadeaway three ball. No good. As the first quarter ends, Redskins did not get the shot they really preferred. 7-point lead Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Hey, if you need true comfort at your home or workplace, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family-owned, building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's will do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. Eliminate those cold spots. Make an appointment right now through the company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243. Fort Loramie starts the second quarter with the ball up 7. Here's Grant Albers, top of the circle. Behind him to Mesher. A nice weave down the lane. Missed a runner, but the defender got there late. Foul on Akers. Couple free throws here for Mesher of Fort Loramie. Nice play starting the period, getting Mesher involved. He's tough to guard. Good quickness.
Yeah, he took it to the basket that time. I'm not sure what they're discussing.
7:40 left second quarter. Did the right team get the ball to start the second quarter?
I think that's the discussion, and that should absolutely, that's correctable error.
Correctable error, 20 seconds and a foul into the period. Oh. And let's see, we have the lead official coming back to the scorer's table a second time. Nothing is altered. Two free throws, Damon Mesher first is on target.
Well, the home scorebook is in charge of the arrow.
Okay.
So I don't. That really shouldn't make any difference. I guess once the play started, it's not correctable.
Second free throw, Damon Mesher on the way. Swish again. That's Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 16-7. 16-7, 7.5 to go, second quarter. Here is Jackson Center, outside the arc on the left, it's Elkert. Straight away to Riker. Ball handed off to the Tigers, Garrett Heitkamp. He feeds Riker, low on the right, overshoots. And then Riker, in his anxiety to get the rebound, goes over the shoulder.
Yeah, they got good help. Brandwee did a nice job, forced him into help with Albers, and that if he would have made that, that would have been a really tough shot.
Chuck, not a real good start for Jackson Center. Fort Loramie's had this game go exactly as it has liked.
Well, they're Jackson Center not doing much offensively.
Here's Brandwee, 25 feet away. Gives it up to Caleb Meyer. We played a minute, second period. Fort Loramie had been 9. On the arc, Mesher swings it to Albers. Albers has an opening in the lane. Shot fake. On the arc to Mesher, lets it fly. Bullseye! Damon Mesher, 22-footer.
Well, tell you what, if he starts coming around, they're just going to be a real tough out.
Oh, yeah, Chuck, that is a really nice added dimension. Damon Mesher, 19-7, Fort Loramie. 6:40 left in the second quarter. Elkert down the lane, goes baseline to Jaron Reese, leaves it short. It hit the rim, bounced away. Rather, that was Camden Reese, but he was tagged on the arm as he delivered the ball toward the rim. Good assertive drive by Camden Reese from the right corner. He is awarded a couple free throws. Free throw Camden on the way. It is in. Mark it down. Fort Loramie's lead was a dozen. 6:37 to go. Second quarter at 19-7. Well, if I don't sound normal tonight, it's because I've got what everybody else has had the last few weeks. And it's a nasty bout. It has really floored me. Hopefully we can cover every single game we want to cover and you want us to cover. But there may be an exception or two if the voice disappears. Both free throws good, but Camden Reese. 19-9, Fort Loramie by 10. Brandwee, slow motion, top of the circle. On the floor now for Fort Loramie is Evan Holscher, 6'3 senior. He's played very well last two or three weeks. Straight away, Holscher collects it. Deals it right back to Brandwee. Right side, Nolan Burning. Here's Holscher. Caleb Meyer in the left corner. Fakes right, goes left. Baseline, fall away, 12-footer. Bingo! He's got it. Boy, did he use his body nicely.
He has made two really tough shots.
21-9, Fort Loramie. And Jackson Center had better get a variety of players into the scoring act. Oh, there's one. Aiden Reichert took the feed from Christopher Elkert. He zoomed down the left side of the lane. Did Reichert got a fine bounce pass and laid it in. 21-11, Fort Loramie. Offensive push-off foul, Nolan Burning. .527 to go here in quarter number two. 21-11, Redskins. Biggest lead for Fort Loramie had been 19-7. Outside the arc on the right, it's Camden Reese. Slips into the lane, doesn't shoot. Goes to Aiden Reichert. Nate Meyer on him. No, it's Nick Brandwee on him. Chest to chest. Left side, Garrett Heitkamp. Wants a little pick and roll there with a teammate. It doesn't happen. Deep right corner. Camden Reese again. There's the screen from Reichert. Camden Reese fade away. 17-footer strong. Rebound Fort Loramie. One and done for the Tigers. 4:40 to go. Second quarter. Fort Loramie by 10. Holscher. Left side, Damon Mesher. Out back to Brandwee. Right wing, Caleb Meyer. Looks down inside for Holscher. Doesn't deal it that way. Instead goes to Burning, to Brandwee, straight on. Hands off on the play to Mesher. Thought about driving, didn't. Fort Loramie using clock. Four team fouls in Fort Loramie, three on Jackson Center. Redskins up 10, 21-11. 4:13 to go, second quarter. Brandewey right corner, baseline. Thought about driving. No dice. On top to Mesher. Almost fouled to Reichert. Gave it up to Brandewey. Brandewey foul line, left open, fades. Headset, 16-footer. Boy, you talk about patience.
They're not missing.
No. Fort Loramie's on fire. 23-11 Redskins. 3:50 left, second quarter. Aiden Reichert on the arc for Jackson Center. Head of the key, Elkert. Near side pass goes to Camden Reese. Elkert 25 feet away, burning on him. Elkert to Camden in the corner. Now short corner. Reichert back to the basket, nearly walked. Missed a half-hook shot from 10. Rebound knocked out by Heitkamp. It's Fort Loramie possession. Redskins bench wanted a walk on Aiden. He might have shuffled.
It was close. It was a really, really tough shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, Fort Loramie leads by 12. 3:22 to go here in the second quarter. There was a little more scoring when Anna hosted Jackson Center earlier in the schedule. But Anna began to pull away late in the second quarter. Here's Devin Ratterman left open. Got a screen. Three-pointer. He buried it. Fort Loramie cannot miss. Scorching the net for the Redskins. Baseline right, Camden Reese. He blew a four-footer. Reichert came out of nowhere to get the rebound. Foul, Fort Loramie. Jackson Center can't buy one, Chuck.
Man, that was point blank, and he rolled it off the rim.
And Fort
Loramie. They look tight.
Yeah, they do. Yep. And Jackson Center does not look as loose as it should be. Ball inbounded. Aiden Reichert, baseline left. Good look from 15. No good. Off the flange. Rebound Fort Loramie. 26-11 Redskins. 2:43 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Center needs not one stop, but about five in a row. Brandewey timeline. Retreats. Under 2.5 remaining second quarter. Here's Nolan burning on the bounce. And right now, Chuck, with a 15-point lead, Jackson Center's in a little bit of hot water.
Where they are, because their style of play is not up and down the floor.
Nope. And the Tigers have been missing shots. Fort Loramie has played standout defense. Here's Randy carving out space in the lane. Goes into the left corner to Caleb Meyer. Long triple. Hard. No good. Weak side rebound. Nate Meyer. But a push off. The official detected a shove, but Nate, Redskins bench up in arms.
Well, that's his second foul. And the way he reacted, I almost guarantee you he didn't. But I couldn't see.
Looked to me like a no call. Let him play on. Minute 56 to go, second quarter, 26-11 Redskins. Here's Aiden Reichert on the arc. Jackson Center needs a bucket. Here's Elkert, high right, picked up by Burning. Burning's been all over Elkert. Now Devin Ratterman picks up Trevor Sosby. Sosby at the elbow. At the point, high right. Sosby still dribbling, still dribbling. Reichert comes out to get it. 90 seconds to go in the second. Long three, left corner, Jackson Center. Air ball, chucked up there by Elkert. Long rebound, though, to Jackson Center. Reichert at the post, handoff to Pringer. Layup good. 1:16 to go, second quarter. 26-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Man, oh, man. Jackson Center was in dire straits there, Chuck. Needed a goal real bad. 1 minute left, second quarter. The lead for Fort Loramie, 13. And they go a little four corners, spreading the floor. Redskins work the clock. Three team fouls, Tigers. Five Redskins. 42 ticks to go, first half.
I'm looking around for Dean Smith. I don't see him, though.
Yep, David Mesher looks at head coach Corey Britton. David's got the ball at the Redskins logo. It's simply ring around the rosy right now. Pitch and catch. Clock winding down. Jackson Center not coming out to pressure.
They've only got three fouls. I'm not sure I allow them to do this, but
Redskins are essentially not only shortening the quarter or the half, but they're shortening the game for sure. Brando, he steps back and shoots a 26-foot three-pointer. It is no good, but uh-oh, Jackson Center shoved off in the lane. Was it Reichert second?
They called it on Reichert.
Might have been. And that foul gives Fort Loramie the ball back with 5.9 to go.
Well, I think, again, the frustration foul.
Yes. Nolan Burning inbounding below the rim. Who's he got? Pass is low on the right for Brando. He kicked out. McCamden Reese. Still 5.4 to go. Play signal from the Redskins bench. Important sequence here. Burning looking. On the arc to measure. Step back three. Off to the right. No good. Rattled out. Rebound Sosby. Ahead to Pringer. His shot is late. First quarter closes, or I should say first half closes. Tigers wish it was first quarter. 13-point lead Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Redskins have doubled the count on Jackson Center, 26-13. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Fort Loramie has a 10-6 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Didn't turn the ball over in the first half. That's pretty impressive against a team like Jackson Center.
Wow.
And Jackson Center only turned it four times.
Yep.
4-for-4 from the free throw line for the Tigers, 3-for-4 for the Redskins. Individual scoring Jackson Center, Riker led them with 6. They got 3 out of Elkert on 1-3. Pringer had 2. Camden Reese had 2. They scored 7 and 6, 13 points for the half. Fort Loramie, on the other hand, led by Brandewee with 6. Damon Mesher had 5. They got 4 from Caleb Meyer. They got 3 from Devin Ratterman. They got 3 from Nate Meyer. They got 3 from Nolan Burning. They got 2 from Grant Albers. 7 young men scored. They scored 14-12 and lead it 26-13 at the half.
And Chuck, we wondered a little bit in the pregame, where would the Tigers get their points tonight, having scored 26 and 39 in 2 of their last 3 games, and they've hit a stone wall here against Fort Loramie this evening.
Yeah, it's a combination of, I think, Jackson really tight shooting the ball and Loramie playing outstanding defense and really making every shot count on the offensive end.
Right, and the Redskins are up 13, 26-13 at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months,
thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Welcome back here to the Fort Loramie High School gym. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Fort Loramie possesses a 26-13 lead over Jackson Center after two periods of play. The biggest lead for Fort Loramie so far has been as much as 15 points. Game dominated by the Redskins. Very good shot selection. Fine shooting from the floor. Jackson Center, as Chuck has noted a few times, appears to be a little tight. Tigers not shooting well at all from the field. Our Locale Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. During boys' games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders recognized for their academic achievement by Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Locale once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. And for Fort Loramie, we highlight junior cheerleader Emily Holdhouse, 3.95 GPA, daughter of John and Kelly, active in Student Council NHS, the Tumble U All-Star Cheer Program. She's in Spanish 3, 4-H camp counselor, and she'll study finance at UD. For Jackson Center, senior cheerleader Kylie Hartle, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Shannon and Jason. She's a basketball player, NHS senior class president. Hurdles and relays in track for Kylie Hartle, FCA, and art club. right state for her, and she'll major in biology. So many thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. We simply could not have gotten off the ground in 2006-2007 without the assistance from LaCal Equipment. So many thanks to the support from LaCal. 13-point lead Fort Loramie. Jackson Center won the freshman game and the JV game. Junior varsity contest, a thriller, decided by 1 point. Tigers won it. New underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one with you, maintains great progress with you by developing a customized treatment program and a specialized home program. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy will treat knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. We've got the third quarter upcoming. Fort Loramie ahead by 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Chuck, here we go. What in the world does Jackson Center have to do to right itself?
Make some shots. I mean, let's just face it. They didn't make anything.
Well put. Here we go, third quarter. Tigers trying to get off on the right foot, have the ball. Here's Rikers entering the lane. Goes baseline to a teammate. Little fallaway shot by Sosby. Swish. Good beginning right on cue. 26-15, Fort Loramie ahead by 11. Good set play, it appeared to me, Chuck.
Yep.
And Jackson Center made it pay dividends. Sosby with a nice baseline J. Yep, let's see if Fort Loramie can continue the hot streak. Albers top of the circle with the ball. Redskins must continue to attack. Can't become complacent. Up 11. 50 seconds gone, third quarter. Burning on the arc. Baseline left, Albers. Backs Riker down. He's got two fouls now. Here's Caleb Meyer outside the arc. Behind him to Nate Meyer. Deep in the right corner, Brandewey. 7 minutes left in the third. Short corner, Nate Meyer. He's pinched there. Gets room in the lane. Little fallaway six-footer. Good. He made it. Up and in over Pringer.
Man, they got to be shooting 60%, and then they haven't turned the ball over. What a great combination that is.
Two-thirds, 67, right on the nose. 67% for Fort Loramie. And the lead is 28-15. Redskins still have not made a mistake on the floor. Is that right,
Joe? No turnovers.
Crazy. About as perfectly as you can perform Redskins up 13. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Shows the win on the right side. Good overplay by Fort Loramie, which nearly stole it. Out of bounds in the corner to the Tigers. 15 for Jackson Center. Aiden Riker's got how many?
Six.
He's averaging between 19 and 20 on the year. Only six. Anna held him to 15 in the Anna victory. Outside the arc on the left, it's Sosby. Leaves it behind him for Garrett Heitkamp. Garrett Heitkamp, Christopher Elkert, Trevor Sosby, the three guards on the floor beginning the second half for Jackson Center. Here's a step-back three ball by Reichert straight away. Got it. Huge field goal.
That's nice form right there.
Pretty lefty. Nice shot by Reichert, 28-18. Fort Loramie by 10. 5:56 to go in the third. Here's Nate Meyer outside the arc on the right. Chuck, at the pace this game is going, a 10-12-point lead is big.
Oh, absolutely. They've got to get the ball. They've got to get it down to five or six to start the fourth quarter to have a chance.
I would agree with you. Nate Meyer posting up low on the right. His second trip down there for Fort Loramie. A make the last time he posted. This time he's fouled while shooting. Nice design by the Redskins getting Nate Meyer to the stripe. Two free throws. First one is in. 29-18. Redskins seem to have a tendency, and it's not my imagination, to shoot fouls better here.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Second shot. In again. 30-18. Fort Loramie by 12. 5:40 left, third quarter. Forecourt left, it's Heitkamp for Jackson Center. On the arc, Christopher Elkert. Ball weaved around the top of the circle to Sosby. Straight away, Heitkamp. Very high arching three ball. He bombed it in. Heitkamp with a huge fielder. That was a trifecta, and Jackson Center's within nine. Here is Albers down the lane. Leaves it for Burning in the corner. Boy, Tiger players, when open, Chuck, need to fire it because there's so much attention paid to Riker. Here's Randowee, baseline left for Fort Loramie. Fall away, 10-footer, short. Rebound, Jackson Center, down nine. Lost ball at midcourt, but Jackson Center. And then lurching forward is Albers. He's undercut. Foul. Who's that on, Camden Reese?
Yes.
Yep, Camden Reese.
He just lost possession of the ball and then dove to try to get it back.
Yep, and managed to.
It wasn't much of a foul, but it created a turnover for Loramie, so they had to call it.
Yep, advantage gained Jackson Center because of the foul. Well, what do we have here? Forecourt to a right, holding on Jackson Center away from the ball. 9-point lead, Redskins, 4:44 to go, third quarter. Ball lob below the rim to Damon Mesher. Overplay by Reichert. He missed the steal. Here's Caleb Meyer in the lane on the arc to Burning for three. It rimmed out. Rebound Jackson Center down nine. Here come the Tigers. Up ahead, Elkert. 25 feet away. Out back to Heitkamp. Important possession here. Elkert gave it up, got it back. Goes baseline left to Reichert. Guarded by Meyer. Cross-court pass to Sosby. Jacks up a three. Makes it. Oh, what a skip. Beautiful skip pass. Fort Loramie needs a timeout. Jackson Center with more precision. Better shooting. Down six. Four to play in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Now, Fort Loramie has seen Jackson Center warm up, Chuck. Wow, what a spurt.
Yeah, they've had a nice start to the quarter. I mean, that's what they needed to do.
Jackson Center scored about as many in 4 minutes in the third quarter as they did the entire first half. 30-24 game now. Fort Loramie once owned a 15-point lead. That was in the second. 3:40 left to go, third quarter. 6-point lead, Redskins burning on the arc. Fort Loramie now meeting a challenge as Jackson Center has stiffened up its defense and has started to make real crisp passes in offense and sink shots. 3:20 left in the third. Fort Loramie is working the ball around the top of the circle, not penetrating the lane. Cross court, skip pass, Brandewy, baseline left, dropped the ball out of bounds. No, it was Nate Meyer who couldn't hang on. Official right there signals, give it to the gray team.
That was their first turnover of the game.
Thanks to Matt Zerker for a couple scores and a 41, Houston 25 at the half. Botkins 31, Rushi 18 at the half. Rushi beat Botkins first time around. Here's a skip pass to Jackson Center. Ball thrown deep right corner. Three-pointer way short by Heitkamp. Rebound down to Fort Loramie running. Here's Meyer. Quarter court. Goes to Burning. High right to Meyer. Ball punched away. Great steal on the play. But Camden Reese of Jackson Center gives it up to Sosby. Driving layup is good. Here come the Tigers starting to growl. 30-26. Fort Loramie ahead by only four. 2:31 to go here in the third.
I think Coach Elker got their attention at halftime.
Uh-huh. Working the ball around is Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the right, it's Mesher. Straight away to Albers. Nearly walked. Back to Mesher. Moving screen. Grant Albers. That's a good call. Good call. It is getting interesting. You knew the Tigers would rebound. We've got 10 minutes left in this game. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Quickly played. Here's a drive at Jackson Center down the paint. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. That's a big steal. Up ahead to Burning. 4-point game. Minute 50 to go in the third. Meyer, top of the circle, weaves Caleb to Nate. Nate is stalled right there. Boy, Jackson Center's defense is in tune.
Yeah, they've picked up the intensity for sure.
Yeah, Fort Loramie's motion is being halted. Redskins are not getting offensive players in shot-making position right now. Minute 26 to go, third quarter. Three team fouls, Tigers, one Fort Loramie. Burning top of the circle, works into the lane, back to the basket. Hemmed in, almost walked. Gave it up to Nate Meyer, short corner. Ball tipped away out of bounds off Reichert of Jackson Center. 30-26, Fort Loramie. Here recently, Chuck, the Jackson Center Marion local final score was 31-26. Ball inbounded, Caleb Meyer on the arc. That game, by the way, was 20-20 at the end of four quarters. Marion local won it in OT. Here's Mesher 30 feet away. Redskins play with it. Herky jerky move into the lane. Back to the basket. Spinning. 10-footer. He makes it. Well done to Mesher. Boy, did Fort Loramie need that field goal.
Game has got seven.
One-on-one action by Mesher in the paint area. Boy, he delivered. Down low, Jackson Center, too far below the rim. Camden Reese, ball hits the glass, comes down to Fort Loramie. 37 seconds to go in the third. Redskins up six, 32-26. Fort Loramie will spread the floor. What was Fort Loramie's lead at the half, Chuck?
They were up 26-13.
As the seven have been chopped off of that advantage, but Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, though, with possibly the concluding shot, third quarter. They milked the scoreboard down to 12-11. Here's Brandewee. Burning rolls right. Brandewee, the playmaker, foul line. Stopped nicely by the defender, Sosby. To Meyer, long fadeaway, 29-footer, way off to the right. Rebound, Fort Loramie, quarter closes. Standout performance for the Tigers in period number three. They're right in it. Anybody's game. 6-point lead, Redskins. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENSpub.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. And thanks again to these Fort Loramie game sponsors online with us for Fort Loramie contests only. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And don't forget Barker Insurance, number one for many years. Barker has been the top, most valued agency in the area. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 492-1857. 492-1857. Well, turnover, Redskins.
Not sure who Brandewee was throwing that to, but whoever it was is lucky he didn't get a hand on it. Would have broken his fingers.
Yep, Fort Loramie got a little undisciplined on that offensive set. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter and threw the ball out of bounds up against the scores broadcast sign. Jackson Center with Riker shooting a three outside the arc, high left, rimmed it. Oh, boy. It was in the well and popped out. That would have cut it to three. Here's a drive. Caleb Meyer in the lane, driving left-hand hook shot on the rim and off. Rebound, Jackson Center.
Boy, a lot of contact that time for no foul.
Yeah, that was a foul. Riker counters again. Swish. Look out. Here come the Tigers. Aiden nearly made the previous one, sized that one up, and poured it through. And we've got a three-point game. 32-29, Fort Loramie. Brandewee outside the arc, far right corner, Nate Meyer. Boy, Jackson Center has really tightened the screws on its defense. Entry pass in the lane, stolen by Jackson Center. And then a foul. A Redskin tripped Reichert.
Again, wouldn't have been a call, but it was going to be a travel if they didn't call the foul. So they had no choice but to call the foul.
Yep.
After zero turnovers in the first half, they've turned it over four times now in the second.
And I tell you what, you can bet head coach Scott Elkert said, we've got to emphasize defense here in the second half. Fort Loramie had too many good looks. Riker, top of the circle, navigates the lane, passed up a shot. Loose ball to Fort Loramie. A tie-up follows. And let's see. Tiger possession. Yep.
Yeah, that was not a great pass. You got a break. They got a tie-up on it.
6 minutes, 18 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie's lead has been shaved to three. A triple here for the Tigers will tie it. Heitkamp on the arc. Garrett's got a big make on a triple in this quarter. Coming out to catch is Reichert. Meyer on him. Aiden on a weave. Heitkamp looks inside for Camden Reese. Delivers straight away to Sosby. Right wing Reichert wants to drive. Bounces with the left. Still bounces. Elkert comes out to catch. 5:50 to go in the game. Redskins by three. Tigers challenging, trying to tie it up right here. Can do so with a trifecta. Here's Elkert diving into the lane, doesn't shoot. Hands off on the play to Camden Reese. Skips it cross court to Heitkamp. Twists and turns down the lane. Left-handed driving layup of beauty. Garrett Heitkamp. Sparkling play. Boy, he dazzled the Jackson Center crowd. Got them up on their feet. And Corey Britton of Fort Loramie needs a timeout. 1 point game. 5:20 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
VoteJordanSheriff.com.
You know, they've turned up the defensive pressure, I agree. But Loramie made some really tough shots in that first half
yep.
that they're not making now.
Nope. Go to Goffney. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Priced to fit your budget. Finance options, easy application. Visit the showroom, hundreds of room layouts at Goffney Furniture. After the timeout, Nate Meyer hurls up a three ball right in front of the Redskins bench. He missed it.
I think Riker got a teeny bit of that when it threw it off.
Rebound Tigers, forecourt right at Sosby. Goffney Furniture will find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You will feel results. Goffney Furniture in Sydney on Michigan Avenue. We've got you covered. 4:40 left in the game. Jackson Center down one. Shooting here for the lead. Reichert 30 feet away on the left. Fakes right, goes left. He's doubled. Dumps it to Heitkamp. Heitkamp straight away behind the arc. Right wing Christopher Elkert. Reichert catches. Twists and turns down the lane. 7-footer right in front. In and out and back in. It rolled around twice. Jackson Center up one. 33-32, Tigers' first lead of the night. 4 minutes left in the game. Brandowee, Caleb Meyer. Left side burning. He thought about shooting. Didn't. Fort Loramie's offense has been slowed down to a near halt. Brandowee outside the arc goes to Meyer, right corner. There's a switch. Back to Brandowee. 3:45 to play. Into the post, Albers. Ducks under Heitkamp. Can't shoot. He is in the lane too long or walks.
He had the move, and Riker came over and helped. He saw him and tried to reverse himself out of it. Brought the foot with him.
Help defense. Well done. Tigers forced the miscue. Now Jackson Center's got the lead in the ball with 3:30 to go. Here is Elkert, midcourt, picked up by Burning. Team fouls, two on Fort Loramie, three on Jackson Center. 30 feet away, near side, it's Riker. This game's so big because Fort Loramie can tie Jackson Center with the same record in the Shelby County League, two losses each. Deep left corner, it is Camden Reese with the ball for Jackson Center. The freshman gives it up straight away to Elkert.
Also, sectional seating also.
Oh, yeah.
A Loramie win tonight would make that a real close call.
Yeah, they might garner enough points at the draw to get the first seed if they were to beat Jackson here tonight. Reichert into the lane. Deep left corner, Camden Reese. Look out.
Wow.
Got it. Camden Reese with a big field goal. And Jackson Center's up four. 2.5 to go. Tigers in the driver's seat. Wow, did this game turn 360.
Well, 6 points for Loramie in the second half. None in the fourth quarter.
Crazy. Outside the arc on the right, it's Nate Meyer to Brandowee. Left wing burning. Skips it cross court to Caleb Meyer. Fort Loramie's offense hurting right now. They can't get a shot.
Somebody has to want it right now. Nobody wants to shoot it.
Burning, Albers mid-post. Fadeaway shot over Heitkamp. Missed it hard. 2 minutes to go. Tigers up four, and you can bet Jackson Center will spread it. Here's Riker, double-teamed, throws to Sosby, knocked away by Albers. Albers scrambles for it. What do we have? Fort Loramie ball, time out. That's a big change of possession.
Man, well, that was a great defensive effort that time by Loramie. Albers threw himself on the floor and made it, and then he got one hand on it, and Coach Britton called the timeout.
Hustle, hustle, hustle.
And a four-point lead in this game, oh, yeah. And the ball, what a huge turnover that was.
Exactly. But Fort Loramie's got the ball, down four. Well, you're so right, Chuck. Tigers up four, a minute 48 left. Jackson Center rarely loses up four with possession.
And Loramie's got four fouls they have to give before they can send him to the free throw line.
Exactly. Only five fouls called in the whole half. Three of the Tigers, two of the Redskins. Fort Loramie absolutely needs points on this possession. Here's Caleb Meyer. Here's Nate Meyer. Here's Burning. Straightaway Albers. Jackson Center's defense has stifled the Redskins in the third and fourth quarters. Brandoe in the lane. Fall away 15-footer. Off the back rim. Soaring in the air. Reichert with the rebound. And Jackson Center is in good shape.
Well, he's been a man here in the second half.
Minute 22 to go. Reichert midcourt doubled. Dumps it to Elkert. They'll foul him. That's one. No, it's called a jump.
That's a correct call.
Arrow Fort Loramie. Head coach Scott Elkert, not sure about it.
Man, I'll tell you what. I was looking right at it. It took guts to make that call, but I think it was a held ball.
Uh-huh. 70 seconds to go. And Fort Loramie with another possession to cut it to one or two. They absolutely need to score. Redskins have got to have points this trip down. Minute left. Here's a cross-court pass. It's wild into the bleachers. Jackson Center gets it back, and we've got a timeout.
Good timeout by Jackson Center.
57 ticks to go. Tigers up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Bet, Chuck, how many points for Fort Loramie in the last two quarters?
They scored six in the third. They have not scored in the fourth with 57 seconds to go. Jackson has got to take care of the basketball. Right. Loramie's trying to foul him. Last time they tried to foul him, they didn't protect the ball, and they got a held ball out of it.
Yep, Jackson Center has gotten back into this game with far better shooting, but terrific defense. Pass up the floor to Heitkamp. Heitkamp at the timeline, stepped out or had it stolen. No, Fort Loramie deflected the ball and was out of bounds.
Yeah, that's a bad break. It's probably a good call, but a bad break.
Oh, boy.
And Jackson is really looking horrible trying to handle the basketball. Loramie's trying to foul him, and they're turning the ball over.
Here's Sosby in backcourt for Jackson Center, pushed on the play by Nate Meyer. That's intentional, but not, right. That's team foul number what, three?
That's three. They still got three more to give before they put them on the line.
Wow.
You try to get the steal on the inbound, then you go for a tie-up, but you foul them at the same time.
Right.
You don't want clock going off.
Hey, here's Heitkamp inbounding. And what do we have? And
time
before
out.
He does so, he belatedly got it in, but head coach Scott Elkert had called a timeout. 45 seconds to go. Fort Loramie down four to Jackson Center, which has staged a tremendous comeback to lead it 36-32. Three quarters of a minute remaining on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting.
works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Up the Redskins foul immediately. Jackson Center will throw it in from the far side. Redskins every bit as cold this half as they were red hot the first half.
Yeah, and you know, they didn't get a lot of it. They turned the ball over six times here, five of them here in the fourth quarter.
Right. Heitkamp inbounding for Jackson Center. Gets it into Reichert at midcourt. Hand off to Elkert. Down the left side to Sosby. 40 seconds to go. Middle of the floor to Heitkamp. Almost a bad pass. Foul. Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they're getting some coaching over there. He held the ball out again. That could have easily been a held ball.
Yep.
They whacked him on the arm instead.
Extremely close to being deflected by Fort Loramie. Wasn't. Jackson Center survived it. Will throw it in far side. Up four. 38 seconds to go. Garrett Heitkamp in the corner. Camden Reese hits the cutter down the lane. Riker to the rim. He was shoved on the way to the basket.
Wouldn't have counted anyway. They weren't going to. I think it should have counted, but they weren't going to count it.
Yeah, so. I agree with you, Chuck. Looked like clearly continuation to me. It was called a foul before the shot. Shot missed. Rolled off. Tiger possession. Next foul, 1-1. 34 seconds to go. 4-point game, Jackson Center. Bounce pass, 35 feet away, Camden Reese. He's doubled, grabbed around the waist. He'll get the bonus here. 28 ticks to go.
And you know, now we go to the other side of the ledger. Loramie's only got three, Jackson Center's only got three team fouls. They can foul three times.
Yep.
And just like Versailles did to Loramie to keep them from getting a good crack at the end.
Yep, Tigers can waste them when Fort Loramie gets the ball. Here's Camden Reese. Tell you what, a couple of free throws here are going to make it tough on Fort Loramie. And Camden Reese misses it. It lipped in and out. Rebound Fort Loramie, 24 to go. Here's Caleb Meyer driving baseline right. Fires up a runner. Overshoots it. Didn't hit rim. Too much of a hurry. Rebound Tigers. Foul. Redskins.
Who's shooting him? Looks like Sosby.
Yep, Sosby at the stripe.
He hasn't been there.
Jackson Center about 61% on the year on free throws. Fort Loramie about 63. 17 seconds to go. Tigers still up four. Sosby connects. 5-point game. Chuck, it is amazing how this game just turned right at the intermission break.
Yeah, well, you ask how they could come back and win, and I said, make some shots.
Yep, no good on this next one. Here's Brandowy with a rebound. Oh, we've got an intentional foul. Jackson Center tried to hook Brandowy in backcourt, and it's ruled that Reichert didn't go for the ball. I'm not
wow,
so sure.
That's a horrible, call.
Yeah, it's not a good one. Not a good one.
Horrible call. Every foul that Loramie just had was an intentional foul, if you want to call it that way.
Yep, yep. Brandowy's at the stripe. He gets two. Then Loramie possession with 14 seconds to go. He makes it. He cut it to four.
He can cut it to three, and
yep.
Then they got the ball.
Righto. With a chance to tie with a triple. Nick's got to make this one. He does. Another turn of events. 37-34. Jackson Center by three. Fort Loramie with 14 seconds to go, Chuck. Down three. After the timeout, has to shoot a three.
Well, they got to shoot a three. There's still two fouls left that they have to give.
Yep.
But, boy, I guess you better be careful.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You could foul somebody out of the arc who's not ready to shoot. But if the ball falls out of their hands, they might be awarded two shots.
They might give them three shots and a basket. Give them the basket, too.
Right, or three shots.
Boy, I tell you what, there's been two really, really bad calls in this game. The five-second call when there wasn't anybody within 8 feet of the basketball to start the game, and that intentional foul. That is terrible.
And it's almost as if the officials are meeting and wondering if maybe they might have made a mistake.
Oh, well, they never admit mistakes.
But nonetheless, Jackson Center now, Tigers now have to continue. They're great defense. It's been phenomenal here second half. How many points for Fort Loramie?
Those two free throws.
And that's it in the fourth quarter. Here's the ball inbound by Fort Loramie, 14 seconds to go. Bumping foul on the arc. Down to 13.1 to go. Still a three-point game. 37-34 Tigers. Team foul five. They'll use one more.
They fouled him a little too soon on that one.
Chuck, would you use the seventh and force him to the stripe ahead of three?
I like that call myself.
Here's Mesher on the arc. Dives into the lane. We're down to six, five. Time out, Fort Loramie before Brandon. We missed a three.
Ooh, boy, I'll tell you what. I don't know about that. Unless they run some kind of a play now for a three-point shot. But you can foul somebody away from the basketball and make them throw the ball back in. They still got a foul to give.
Yeah, scoreboard's correct. Five team fouls right. At Jackson Center.
And trust me, if I know that, Scott Elkert knows that.
Sure. If you're Jackson Center, you bump the first guy who touches the ball.
Don't even worry about it. It's the guy touching the ball.
Right.
Go ahead and bump. Now, don't reach around and grab them because they've proven that they don't know how to officiate at the end of a basketball game.
Here's the situation. 37-34 Jackson Center. 4.8 seconds to go. Fort Loramie led the whole game until the fourth, and Jackson Center has come on like gangbusters, like good clubs do.
Right.
Fort Loramie down three. Redskins ball. Jackson Center with a foul to give. And then he even foul again with a second left and let him shoot the one and one down three.
Boy, I tell you. I'm glad I'm not making that decision
right.
Because to me, that's just a really tough one right there.
Well, Mesher will inbound it. Jackson Center will foul somewhere. Ball goes cross court to Meyer. On top to Brandewee for a game tying three. No good.
Got a good look at it.
What a win for Jackson Center. Wow. That sewed up a number one seed at the Pickwood D4 boys section.
Because even if they lose Friday, it's against Division III Anna.
Right. 37-34, Jackson Center over Fort Loramie, which had a lead of 26-13 at the break and scored eight in the second half.
Two free throws in the fourth quarter.
My goodness gracious. Well, if there was ever a game... One defense, Chuck.
Yeah, that was it.
Coming from behind, it's this one. 37-34, Tigers by three over Fort Loramie. And Jackson Center has now won 11 of the last 14 against the Redskins. They got a jinx going, a hex. 11 of the last 14 between the two, won by the Tigers. Big victory for Jackson Center here tonight.
Absolutely.
And Jackson Center advances in the league to 8-1, 14-2 on the year. Fort Loramie now 6-3, two games back in the league. And the Redskins are 10-5 on the year, having lost three really close games.
Yeah, they're a real good basketball team, and they can still play for the to get into the a nice run in the tournament.
Next game for Fort Loramie is coming up. Let's see, on February 1st, the Redskins take on Marion Local. Jackson Center's next encounter is the 31st of this month. That's Friday. We've got it for you, voice permitting. Anna at Jackson Center on Friday. Fort Loramie hosts Marion Local on Saturday. Anna won tonight, So the Anna Rockets are 7-1 in the league. Jackson Center 8-1. Fort Loramie 6-3. Chuck, take it away.
Okay, well, individual scoring for Jackson Center. They were led by Aiden Reichert with 14. They got 8 from Trevor Sosby, 5 each from Camden Reese and Garrett Heikamp. Heikamp did a nice job. He came in, hit a couple of big baskets. On the other side, Brandwee had 8, 7 from Nate Meyer, 7 from Damon Mesher. And they will go 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Loramie 5 of 7. The Clancy's players of the game, Aiden Reichert, and for Fort Loramie, Damon Mesher. Reichert and Mesher, players of the game.
Understand from the superintendent of schools here at Jackson Center that Mary Reichert, Aiden's grandmother in Dayton, is tuning in.
Cool.
We give her a shout-out. Aiden, by the way, is our Clancy star of the game for the Jackson Center Tigers. Damon Mesher for Fort Loramie, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, a couple other final scores tonight. Botkins 59, Rushi 27.
Wow.
Botkins beat Rushi by 32. And Anna defeated Houston 78-49 by 29. So we picked the best game in the county tonight for sure.
Oh, I don't think we had any doubt when we looked at the scores and what we're going to see.
No, it was not a tough call. So, again, with the addition of those two scores, the standings in the Shelby County League for boys are as follows. Jackson Center 8-1, Anna 7-1, Fort Loramie 6-3, Botkins 5-3, and Fairlawn, with no league game tonight, remains at 2-5, Rushi 2-8, Houston 0-9. Speaking of Fairlawn, 1 week from tonight, I think Fairlawn hosts Anna 1 week from tonight in a makeup game that was not originally on the schedule.
Right.
It was a contest that was moved because of Anna's football success. Chuck enjoyed it. Wow.
It was a strange one.
It was. Fort Loramie has now lost to 3 real tough ones. Two in a row. Yeah, 2 in a row. Fort Loramie shot lights out in the first half and wound up making, what, just 3 field goals the entire second half?
2 field goals and 4 free throws.
2 field goals, 4 free throws. Shot 67% in the first half, and I bet in the second half, Chuck, probably no better than 2 for 16 or 17.
Yeah, they truly didn't take a whole lot of shots in the second half.
No, I'd say 16 or 17 was the count.
Yep. They scored 8 points in the second half.
Yeah, statistician over here to my left had them 2 for 17 in the second half. That's about, what, 11% after shooting 67% did Fort Loramie in the first half. But I tell you what, you talk about Scott Elkert turning up the Jackson Center defense, the Tigers growled.
He's as good as there is.
Yeah. So we've got more action for you Friday night. Jackson Center again is on our schedule card, hosting the Anna Rockets. Anna won by 21 first time around at the Rockets gym, and the Shelby County League boys first place spot is on the line on Friday night.
Yep. Should be a good one.
And hopefully I continue to be on the mend. I got through it pretty strongly tonight. In fact, here at the end, I'm a little better now, Chuck, than I was maybe 30 minutes ago.
Well, see, that's what you got to remember. You start talking, it gets better. Same thing happened last night.
It did. It did. The motor gets running. And
if we get there Friday night and you see that your voice is gone, I could talk more.
You'll take it over.
I can do it.
We expect that to be an exciting game at the Lair of the Tigers.
Yeah.
Jackson Center High School, our first trip there. We've got a new perch. I've talked to Kim Metz, athletic director. She shares those duties with Scott Elkert. And we've got a first row seat behind the scores table, our new little booth. Great seat. I'll get there early, get us set up on Friday night.
That's good, because this old guy can't climb into those crow's nests anymore.
No, those crow's nests are off limits for me, too.
Those days are over.
Yes. Let's once more highlight our anchor sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, U.S. Bank, LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Barker Insurance, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much, Jason Meyer, all the staff and associates at AAG Inc. And once again, our Fort Loramie Games sponsors online with us for Fort Loramie Games only. They are as follows: Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. I do want to remind you about Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, a new sponsor. Custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. Hoying and Hoying offers services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. 200 years of experience among the employees. Hoying and Hoying is one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large country lot, 2.5 acres off Retker Road, talk to the folks at Hoying and Hoying. Lots are for sale and a school district, high-speed internet. For information about designing your own home, call Hoying and Hoying, 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoying and Hoying. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside. Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, final score, final time tonight from here at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center Tigers avert an upset bid from Fort Loramie and nip the Redskins 37-34.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.